right, here we go. Now, anybody who's involved in high-intensity training knows that when it comes to training, more is not better. We all believe that. However, when it comes to interviewing strength training experts, more is definitely better. I think we would all also agree with that. So today, I'm going to take advantage of that principle, and rather than interview just one strength training expert, we actually have two on the line. So it's going to be twice as much fun for me, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic for the listeners as well. We're all going to learn a lot. Today I have with us Mark Asanovich and also Ralph Cornwell. In case somebody listening to this doesn't know who they are, Mark is a distinguished former professional football strength and conditioning coach who has coached in the NFL with the Minnesota Vikings, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baltimore Ravens, and Jacksonville Jaguars. Mark is currently traveling around the country, and when I say currently, I mean currently, like right now while he's on the line with us, as a very popular speaker on various strengths and fitness topics. And I just saw him recently as a speaker at the HIIT Resurgence Conference in March up in Minnesota, where he did his usual fantastic job. So we welcome Mark to the call. We also have Ralph Cornwell, who is well-known to the high-intensity nation. Ralph's a PhD candidate at Virginia Tech University, and what's most germane to our discussion today is he's currently, through his studies, developing a protocol for strength training the musculature that protects the cervical spine. So our topic today with both of them is going to be training for the head and neck, how to prevent, if we can, through strength training, head and neck injuries, and what's the best way to go about it. So welcome, gentlemen. I appreciate you guys both taking time out of your busy schedules to hang around with us.
Dave, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And those that are familiar with training are familiar with High Intensity Nation and the quality job you do on your website. So I know, speaking for Ralph and myself, we're very honored to be on.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, this is just going to be another in a long line of great interviews. I have no doubt about that one. So first thing I want to cover, well, before I even cover that, I want to throw something in on my own here. As I mentioned,